kitchen. The house smells good with Cajun food for mixing all the fixings. The goose is stuffed with dirty rice, boudin and jambalaya.
Ow!
Who does fried yes. catfish there? He called an achalaya. Then the fiddles come out and the kids all shout, and the apples and the ants start to dance about. Fat Paul's picking out diggy diggy loads of Cajun Christmas down on the bio.
You weren't hungry when you tuned in at 7 o'clock. I bet you're hungry now. We're talking about how to maintain that holiday healthy. And we're doing that with Katie Stumbo of Go Conquer Fitness. And I'll tell you what I know about Katie. Not only is she our middle daughter, but when I began to lose weight is when I quit listening to her and started obeying her.
Funny how that works, huh?
I love telling people what to do. It's even better when they follow my directions.
Well, Katie practices what she preaches as well. So
my dilemma is obeying you. I dropped 12 pounds pretty darn easy over the course of about 1 year. And I have just completely plateaued right there. And it just no matter what I try from this point. So now I've lost the easy weight. Now I've got 10 more to go to be where I want to be, and that's going to be the hard way. That's where
it always is. The last bit is always the hardest because it has to be, your diet has to be more perfect. Your exercise routine has to be more perfect to get you to where you want to go.
Well, just your concept of, look, Dad, what fits in your palm fills your stomach. What fits in your palm fills your stomach.
Kind of changes the way you fill your plate, doesn't it?
It sure changes dinner.
Completely. Listen, if I can backtrack this for just a minute, I want to, if Tom, if you're still listening, or anybody else that's listening, if you find yourself in the same boat as Tom, where you're doing lots of lunches out, meetings out for lunch, even dinners, if you'll send me your top three restaurants that you end up at, usually people have their favorites that they end up going to for meetings, especially if it's on you to pick it. If you send me those, I'll shop their menu for you and respond with a couple of good options from each one.
And hardly any of them won't fine-tune something just a little bit by keeping the sauce off or keeping the dressing off or whatnot.
Absolutely. And you know, with the dressing, there's a big misconception. A lot of people like to put the dressing on the side when they're watching their calories and things. When you do that and you dip and you pour a little bit, and you actually end up using more, typically. So what you do is you ask your server, I still want my salad tossed. Use half the dressing.
Okay.
And always go for a vinaigrette or an oil option instead of the creamier.
So how would people get you their favorite restaurants? How would you get that information?
Well, you can text me at my phone number, 480.
Is your phone turned off?
200, it is.
Okay.
200-4632. Or you can reach me by email. It's just my name, spelled out, katiestumbo@live.com. Send them to either one of those two places, and I will pre-shop your favorite restaurants and respond with the best options.
All right. Well, you wanted to talk a little bit about how easy it is to keep up a caloric burn. And one of the other things you taught me is when I do travel, it almost always, every travel day, starts with a 3 to 5 mile walk. And no matter how early I have to get up, I'd get a walk in before they put my butt in that chair to sit there for 10 hours. I just can't do it. So I've got to get the blood flowing. So I always get that walk in. But the walk isn't enough.
No. Traveling like a desk job is what health professionals are starting to call the sitting disease. People are dying because they are sitting and not moving. And then they sit some more. They drive to their office and then they sit. And then they drive home, and then they sit and watch TV, and then they go to bed. They just, we're sitting, and we're sitting, and we're sitting. And it's just causing all sorts of problems. And traveling's the same way. And with traveling, you're in an airport. You sit down at the restaurant, and you have your lunch. You're on vacation. You're traveling. Maybe you have a beer with lunch. The added calories, right? You're not using the dressing you're usually, or you're like, I'm traveling. I'm going to have a hamburger with all the French fries. Traveling is really difficult, and you have to make it a priority. You have to decide that it's more important for you to be healthy, for you to be there healthy for your spouse, for your kids, for your grandkids, for you, so you can live your full life, than it is to have those treats all the time.
Focus long term, like for your great grandkids.
For your great grandkids. You know, Mama Kay's up to 21 great grandkids.
Yes.
And she can still keep up with them.
And she can still keep up
with
them. You know, and she eats everything, but she eats a pinky size of everything. You know, she's always been very good.
She tries to get us to eat like that too. Yeah. Hey, quick, can I ask you a couple of questions about, okay, so I was home with all the kids and now I'm working with dad in the office. So I've tried some different things. I am not used to sitting. Mm-hmm. Though I find the more I sit, the more comfortable I am sitting. So you kind of get in that rut where, okay, I'm used to this. So the first thing I did was I sat on the exercise ball at the desk. And that was helpful because you can move around, keeps the blood flowing, get you not so sedentary.
Right.
Well, Romy and I both have gone to standing desks.
Okay.
There's a couple things you have to do, of course, to stay healthy doing that. But, I mean, do you think that's a good thing?
Standing desks are fine. Mm-hmm. There's a couple considerations you have to make. Just standing without moving, the blood starts to pool at your feet, and it's really bad for your veins, okay? So if you're going to stand, get a little stool and alternate putting your feet up on that stool, okay? Just a low one. Also, kind of pedal your heels while you're standing there, okay? Pedal your heels a little bit while you're standing there. After every email, take a little step back and come back in, stretch out your legs a little bit. But just standing, the arch of your foot, every time you step down, the arch compresses, and it pushes the blood back up to your heart. It's kind of an auxiliary pump to your heart. It helps you out with your circulation. If those arches aren't being compressed, the blood just stays down there. It's a long way from your heart. Gravity has a strong pull. It stays down there, okay? So you need to think about compressing the arches of your feet kind of on a regular basis. Compression socks can help with that.
Have you seen the new WERF board?
I have.
Yeah, I want to try that out. It's a little board that you put at your desk, and you can kind of lean back on your heels and stand up on your toes and do a little sideways motion.
It's a balance board.
The office thinks I'm crazy.
You're going to live longer.
That's kind of an evil laugh.
You're going to live longer. Just let evil laugh back.
Do we think she's crazy?
No, we know she is.
Do we think she's crazy?
You're really going to set me up for this? No matter what I say, I'm losing on this one.
Mike and Romy won't take the bait on these.
Just laugh and know that you're going to live longer.
Katie, you don't need a lot of expensive exercise equipment.
You don't. And especially with traveling or busy holidays, you just need to make it a priority. Once it's a priority, you're going to find that it's easy. Now, what I wanted to talk about this hour was just utilizing things in your home. You don't have to buy anything, okay? And what I'm going to talk about, it's not going to get you a California beach body, but it's going to prevent you from gaining those weights so that in January, you're ready where you were before. Because if you can hit January where you were in October, you really are ahead of the game. Okay, trying to lose weight during the holidays is planning to fail. Okay, maintaining is a great goal for the holidays. Hit January 1st where you were in October, hit it hard. Okay, so one thing, a chair. Everybody has a chair, right? Some things you can do on a chair, tricep dips. Those are fantastic. It's a big muscle. It's the back of your arms. It's the flabby bits that get flabby real fast. Nobody likes that. So doing a couple tricep dips in a chair. You slide your butt off. You drop your elbows to a 90 degrees. You push your palms and extend your arms straight. You want to make sure your shoulders are not rolling forward. Once they roll forward, you're doing damage on your shoulder and your neck. We want to stay away from that. So if it needs to be a shallow dip, that's fine. As you get stronger, it'll get a little deeper. Awesome. Another thing you can do with a chair is a rear elevated lunge. Again, taking a lunge, which is a pretty good butt exercise, and making it a great one, put your back leg up on the seat of the chair and do a lunge. If you need to hold on to something, move that chair up against the desk so you can have your hand on it for a little balance. That's a great thing. That is a great exercise.
Put your foot on the chair.
The seat of the chair.
And behind you.
Behind you.
Okay. So you're resting one shoe on that chair.
Right. And lunge.
By hopping?
Nope.
You hop the other leg forward?
Dipping.
No. Well, you start with it forward. You grab onto something if you need to, and you put your leg up behind you. And then you do a little lunge. Okay. It's a great exercise.
Okay.
You're also utilizing, with that exercise, you're utilizing the biggest muscles in your body. Your glutes, your quads, your hamstrings. Bigger muscles means more calorie burn.
Like that.
Do it. One other one you can do with a chair that's really easy. You're going to laugh at me, but mom's going to start doing it at the office. It's going to be great. You're going to sit in a chair. You're going to stand up. And then you're going to sit down. And you're going to stand up. You'll do that about 15 times. And it's going to be like the donkey kicks. What are we doing here? You're going to feel the next day.
And it's not a full sit.
Sit all the way down.
I mean, but on the edge, not like deep into the chair, right? Because you're wanting to get right back up, or no?
No, sit all the way down.
Okay.
It's a longer way back up. Okay? If you're feeling good, if you don't have issues with your knees.
And that's without using your hands to help push you off the armrest.
No old man grunt getting up out of the chair with their arms pushing. Okay? Sit down and stand up. If you don't have issues with your back and your knees, add a little jump. Sit down and pop up with a little jump. It'll burn a ton of calories, get your heart rate really high, keep you in good shape coming into January.
Putting it all together. You've got the planning, which I think is the hardest part of the whole thing.
It's the hardest part, but remember, the cleaned up Marine Corps version, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Plan. Find that 10 minutes, 20 minutes on Sunday to plan your week. When you go grocery shopping, for the pre-prepared food, you're going to spend a little bit more, but in the long run, you're going to spend a whole lot less in healthcare. Buy it. Okay, the pre-chopped veggies, the pre-peeled veggies, all those kind of things. You know, they have those roasted chickens. They're not terrible. They're a little high in sodium, but it's going to be better than a restaurant meal and definitely better than fast food.
So if I throw a lunchbox in my truck, just kind of nibble all day long, hyper products, be it vegetables, bell pepper, celery, and
there's a great thing at Costco, and it's Sargento puts it together. And 150 calories, it's a silver pack, and it's nuts, craisins, and a little bit of so you get protein, you get fiber, you get a little bit of natural sugars. It's a nice boost, it's a nice lift, and it's very filling. It's 150 calories.
What fresh?
Well, I found them in different places, always kind of in the cooler section, not the cold section, right outside the veggies where they kind of cool section. That's a great thing to have on hand, especially when it's not going to go bad in the car.
Tank up on that ahead of walking holiday party.
Yeah.
Ahead of walking the grocery store to shop.
Yeah, don't ever shop hungry. Don't ever shop hungry. Planning is the biggest thing. People laugh at me because I'm always in workout clothes. Well, one, it's my job. Dress for the job you want, right? But the other thing is I have that luxury to wear these clothes and to always be ready for a workout when I have 20 minutes, okay? There's a lot of workouts. There's a lot of things you can do to prevent that weight gain in jeans and a blouse or a skirt and a blouse. You can do push-ups against your countertop. You can do
Mike,
some squats.
This doesn't give you permission to wear a blouse and a skirt.
No
to
skirt,
the office.
Mike. Stretchy pants. Wear the stretchy pants.
I saw him really light up back there, and I thought, no, I better catch this and arrest the idea.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
He really wants the stretchy pants, I know.
The stretchy pants. That's where it's at.
The rest of humanity doesn't want me in stretchy pants, let alone me.
Good compression. Good compression, stretchy pants.
Yeah, you never mind. I'm not even going to comment.
Wins every time. So you don't. I just beat this into people's brains. All or nothing. Get away from it. Get away from it. 20 minutes in your clothes, push-ups. There's an exercise I call cliffhangers. Maybe we can post some pictures of that. You grab onto a countertop with your hands all the way together. You walk your legs back. Drop your chest. Okay, so if you can picture it, your hips are at a 90-degree angle. Your arms are all the way extended out on a counter. And then you drop your elbows down and towards the back of the counter. And then you push and extend your arms straight. I call it cliffhanger. It's a wonderful exercise. It's great for your neck. It's great for your back. And you can do it in the kitchen.
I'll tell you the other thing. We talk about planning so much that I find very, very tough in the holidays and in the traveling is when I'm home for like 6 or 8 weeks and I get into the program of going home for lunch every day and getting a 1 hour workout in or getting a 40, it's easy to maintain that. But then I'm away for a week or something happens where the schedule just compresses for a week and then I get out of the routine and I fall apart. More with Katie Stumbo of Go Conquer Fitness right after this.